The Church Media Podcast, episode 104, Five Tips for Shooting Video Announcements at Your Church with Jonathan Drake. Part one. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast.
The definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media production teams at your church.
We're bringing you knowledge and insight from top media professionals from around the world.
Useful, practical content in the areas of live production, design, leadership, digital communications, and more.
The show notes for this episode and all archive episodes of the show are available online now at the Church Media Podcast.com. And now, broadcasting from the ministry headquarters of 1230 Media, here's your host, Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Hey guys, thanks for listening this week. Glad to have you here. If you haven't checked out our brand new website, please do so. Our friends at Landslide Creative did an amazing job with it, and we've launched several new things in the last couple of months, including our online store packed with ready-to-go worship media, books, gear for your production team, and more. We have our custom media services where we offer video production, premium church video announcements, and custom graphic design, and our training efforts through our blog, podcast, a massive online resource library, and our coaching workshops. We're doing a lot to help you transform your worship experiences, and we love it. The all-new 1230.media is up and running now. Be sure to check that out, 1230.media. This week, I welcome a member of our production team to the show. Jonathan Drake shoots all of our video announcements, and through his production company, J. Drake Productions, has produced an incredible list of video and graphic design projects. An incredible shooter, editor, designer, producer, Jonathan and I are going to give you five tips for shooting your own video announcements at your church. Now, you may be thinking, wait a second, didn't you just say that you offer video announcements on your site? Why on earth would you give us advice in shooting your own announcements? Well, that's a good question. You'll find out right after this.
And now, your Church Media Resource of the Week.
Software, websites, gadgets, and tools that will resource your creativity and your ministry.
My name is David Leuschner with the Digital Great Commission Ministries, and this is your Church Media Resource of the Week. It's loud. What a subjective and therefore confusing comment. Everybody's ear and brain interpret sound differently. Add in that a percentage of the population has hearing issues and will always think things are loud. You have a problem. It's called, how do you define loud? You define loud by measuring the sound pressure level, what is referenced as SPL for short. SPL is the objective and technical measurement of acoustic energy. That's how you define loud. Which leads me to a resource that will change your worship service review meetings and how you address sound complaints. It's called Trend, an SPL reporting system. This software real-time tracks your sound levels with a graphical display that's easy to use. Plus, it records and timestamps the data. It can also email you when the sound level exceeds a threshold that you have set. I'm only getting into a few things that this product will do, so make sure you check it out at howloudisit.com. It will change how you think about the sound for your services. My name is David Leuschner, and I love consulting and helping churches build solid tech teams while understanding how technology can fulfill the Digital Great Commission. I have a ton of insights that I want to share with your church. To get in touch with me, go to audiovideolighting.com. That's audiovideolighting.com. I can't wait to talk to you.
To subscribe to the show, access archive episodes, and get tons of free resources for your production team, visit thechurchmediapodcast.com today. This is an exclusive interview from the Ministry of 1230 Media. Here is Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Hey guys, I welcome on the line my friend Jonathan Drake. Jonathan is a director, producer, and graphic designer. He owns and operates J. Drake Productions, based in Atlanta. He has worked with a long list of nonprofits, churches, and small businesses. He's a shooter, editor, photographer, web designer, and more. Jonathan, welcome, man.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm awesome, dude. Now, we should probably tell people that We work together on a consistent basis with church projects and video announcements, with what we're doing at 12:30 and all kinds of stuff. So we've known each other for a little while.
Yes, that is correct. It has been a privilege to be able to hand off my mediocre footage to you and let you make it extraordinary. So I value you very greatly.
Well, thank you, man. It you give me a great base in which to work with, great quality footage. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right, let's start with your bio. Give me a sense of what you've been up to the last few years, your company, that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, I live right outside of Atlanta. I work with probably 85 to 90% of my business is in the church world. I contract with quite a few churches on a monthly basis and do just a ton of projects, contracting with churches all over the metro Atlanta area. I've had my business now for about 9 years, and it's basically home base now. Kind of grew into that over the last 2 or 3 years, and so it's great because I get to wake up and, you know, play with my little boy in the morning and then go down and work for a little while. And if he wants me to come, you know, play Legos with him, I can take a break. So it's a huge blessing. It's kind of been my prayer and my vision for my business to get to that point. And so I've worked hard to get there. But yeah, man, just I work with a ton of different companies and stuff like that. But churches is probably sort of my bread and butter. That's the majority of stuff that I do. But it's been amazing just to see how it's grown. And man, I love being able to do what I get to do.
Now, what opportunity, you live in Atlanta, what are some opportunities that Atlanta has provided you the last few years through your business?
Well, it's very cool because, as most people know, the film industry is kind of heading this way. Atlanta's had so many different huge projects. We've got one of the biggest studios just 45 minutes down the road from me that has been shooting some of the biggest movies that are out right now, Avengers and stuff like that, at Pinewood Studios in Fayetteville. And so it's very cool to see a lot of that kind of industry. My business isn't so much film-based. However, I do have a lot of really close friends that are actors and directors and DPs and all that that are in the film industry. So it's very cool to see some of that coming this way. But with that, also a lot of businesses are coming this way and basing themselves in our area. So the business work that is coming this way, for anybody, I've told a lot of people just recently that if you're wanting to get into this industry, it's very saturated as far as people that are in the industry, but there's also so much work that even the people that are here, I don't think that you'd ever run out of work. So it's been very cool to, I've seen my business grow and people keep referring me. And so I get to do a lot of different things, and it seems like the work is just kind of never ending, which is a huge blessing. So
I'm from North Carolina, and I have extended family in Wilmington, North Carolina, which is a big, huge, film industry market. A lot of the big shows, especially in the 90s and early 2000s, shot there. And with some tax situations, they took some tax breaks away, that sort of thing. A lot of Wilmington stuff went to Atlanta. So you stole from North Carolina, is what I'm saying. We have not forgiven.
I'm okay
no
with that because, we've got Walking Dead. I mean, every once in a while, you'll just be sitting at like Chick-fil-A and a zombie walks in. No, that's never happened. But it is. I am sorry that happened. But man, it's cool because I've been able to see, quite a few, famous people around the area. So it's always fun.
Well, we'll forgive you later for that one. All right. So, where do you attend church? I know this. I know most of what I'm going to ask you. We should probably say that, but I want people to kind of get a sense of who you are and the experiences that you've had. So, as we dive into video announcements, they know where you're coming from. So, tell me about your local church.
Well, my wife and I and my little boy Cannon, we actually attend the church at Chapel Hill. They would say the main campus, central campus, is in Douglasville, Georgia. So it's probably about 25 minutes west of Atlanta. We currently have 3 campuses. We're getting ready to add a 4th campus. And, man, it's a great church. we're probably, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 in attendance on a Sunday. And well, we've been there for probably about 3.5 years or maybe almost 4 years now. But it's been a blessing, man. We kind of just had a hard time really finding when we first got married, sort of the church that really fit us. And so we jumped around a little bit and tried to find what was best for us. But man, this church is, it's incredible. We've got a great online and, you know, web presence. So you can easily find them, chapelhill.cc online. You can watch. We do a live stream every Sunday that you can watch, you know, our pastors and our worship and everything like that. But it's an amazing church to be a part of.
Yeah, we work together on Chapel Hill stuff, and I've visited several times there. It's just a happening place. God's doing some amazing things there.
Yes, it's very cool.
All right, I want to dive in today to chatting about shooting video announcements. Now, one reason we're talking about this today is because you run your own company, but you're also joining us on our 1230 team as we're now offering video announcements to churches around the world. So you've shot hundreds of talent-based announcements over the years. So why don't you give us a taste of what we're up to, kind of walk us through what we're going to launch, and we're launching at 1230. We're providing now.
Well, it's very exciting to be teaming up with you guys because you and I, we met, it was funny, we really had never met in person until not too long ago, but we did a lot of work together, sort of not knowing each other. I would be shooting the announcements at our church, and then kind of rough cutting that footage and sending it to you. And I remember sitting in church one week, because we used to have one of our guys that was on staff at church editing the announcements, and he did a great job. But I remember one of the first weeks after I was told that you were coming on board at Chapel Hill to do all the motion graphics work for us. And I remember sitting in the church and just being blown away. And if anybody listening has not seen any of Carl's stuff, like, you need to just check it out because it really is, man. I'm not just saying this because I'm trying to give you a big head or anything, but, like, I really was so impressed, and the quality of what you were producing has just continued to get better and better. And so I'm super excited about us being able to team up on this together, because I've shot a lot of church announcements. I've seen a lot of really bad church announcements, mm-hmm. and probably I could even throw myself into that category when I first got, you know, started, because I've shot a lot of terrible church announcements. So I think it's a very needed thing in the church world. I think a lot of churches, you know, that I've visited over the years that don't do video church announcements, you know, typically they'll have someone get up and ramble on for 15 or 20 minutes. And some people do it really well, but honestly, I think it can be such a distraction in worship sometimes. And I think that churches, you know, more and more just trying to have a very, you know, we're creating an atmosphere, not just for people that already know Jesus, but for people that may have never met and have a relationship with him. I think that every part in a worship service experience can really be very important, and you can lose somebody very quickly. And so I think church announcements, video-based church announcements, are a much-needed thing. And I think what we're doing is just going to be a quality. There are some other companies out there that are doing very simplified kind of announcements, but I think that what we're doing is going to be just a little bit different.
Yeah. So along those lines, what do you think that we offer that other services like this don't necessarily provide?
Well, we are, I think, advertising or basing ourselves as a premium church announcement package. Yep. What that means is every week we are shooting our own on-camera talent for any church that would sign up for this service. So we've got professionals that are, you know, most of them are actually in a acting capacity outside of, if that's not what they do full-time, that is a big part of who they are. One of the guys that is going to be one of our on-camera talents is one of my best friends, and he's been in nationwide Pepsi commercials. He's been in movies that you absolutely would know the names of, TV shows, commercials. So he has a very big, long list of portfolio that, you know, just shows the quality of the people that we're going to be using. And then in addition to that, where, you know, Carl is using his expertise in the motion graphics world to really bring a full package together that I just don't think anybody else is doing. And I'm not saying that to be showboating or anything like that. I think that it's just God's brought the right people together that have the talent to produce something that I think is going to be very impactful for any and every church that would, you know, sign up to be a part of this.
Yeah, and I'm going to kind of run down, and we're going to get to talking about, it's going to be a little bit strange because we're plugging our own church announcement services, but we want to also provide ways that if you're shooting your own, that you can do that on a quality level. But until we get there, I want to kind of run down the perks. Jonathan mentioned a few of them, but I want to kind of run down the perks of what you get with our church video announcement services. Okay, so you're going to get a new video announcement video every week. It's going to be custom motion graphics built directly for your church with your church logo, colors, branding, that sort of thing. We'll offer up to 6 announcements each week. Experienced on-screen talent, like Jonathan was mentioned, with acting experience and just professional on-screen talent. And then we're offering something that no one else offers, and it's this perk, in that before your first announcement airs at your church, we're sending a professional videographer, whether that's Jonathan or a member of our team, out to your church to capture custom footage. Now, next week, we're going to be talking about, Jonathan's going to be joining me again. We're going to be talking about how to shoot B-roll at your church. But we'll actually travel out to your church, spend a weekend with you, a couple of days, be there on a Sunday, capture your worship experience, all your ministry areas, and it's just custom footage of your church environments. I don't know of anybody on the market that's doing this, and it just adds an extreme special touch to these videos that we're creating for you. Plus, for signing up, we're throwing in our Go Unlimited Worship Media subscription plan on our website. It's all at 1230.media. If you go to 1230.media/announcements, you can learn all about it. But again, we're throwing in, and this isn't a limited time thing. We're doing this for every church video announcement package that comes to us, as we're giving a free Go Unlimited. So that is a $588, $600 value a year. You get unlimited pre-made mini movies and promo videos, song videos, service packs, our series in a box sermon kits, all kinds of pre-done graphics that you can use anywhere at your church. So, Jonathan, add to this. There's really nothing like it on the market.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we went back and forth a lot on, you know, not trying to, you know, hide the fact that we are going to be a more expensive package than some of the other guys out there. But we wanted to really include, you know, some perks that would really help people understand what they're getting. Just having someone, myself or one of the other video guys, to come out and shoot footage of your church, like, just think about that for a second. If you're listening to this, like, you're getting what we kind of estimated about a $3,000 cost for someone to come out, and that's included. Like, you sign up for this video announcement package, and that's included in the price. It's not an additional cost on top of, you know, what you would be paying on a weekly basis. Like, that's included in the price. And so that footage that we would come and capture not only just gives a very personable touch to your church announcements every week, you're going to be seeing your people on screen. It's not going to be stock footage of, you know, people laughing that we pulled offline. It's going to be your people, you know, sitting in worship, you know, in small group settings, your kids area, your students. Like, to me, like you said, that is something that I don't think anybody else is doing. And on top of us shooting the footage, we're actually going to give that to your church so that you can use that footage as well. So maybe you're a church that doesn't have any video team. Well, you're going to have footage that if you bring someone on in the future, or if you've got an editor available that's going to put together something for you, you've already got a ton of footage that you're going to be able to, you know, pull from to be able to use on other videos. So to me, I think it's just going to be a really special, you know, thing for churches to get on board. And it is. It's not a one-time deal. You know, we're going to be offering this for quite some time.
All right. So let's talk price for just a second. Okay. So let's be real and say, let's talk big numbers. Okay. So average salary of a video guy at a church is between $40,000 and $80,000. A good video guy is going to cost you between $40,000 and $80,000. A year. That's just one video guy. That's not including an editor, a graphic designer. Now, sometimes they're the same person, but a lot of times at larger churches, they're not. They're a full team of people. And I served at a church in Mississippi, and I actually removed or went a different route with church video announcements because the guy under me was spending 2 or 3 days a week doing nothing but shooting and editing church video announcements and making sure that they were good to go. And that took half his week to do. So think about this. If you're spending between 40 and 80 grand, so let's say that times two. Let's do the low end and say you're spending 40 grand on a video guy a year. And let's say you're spending another 40 grand on an editor. So that's $80,000. With our video announcement services, we're offering them at $499 a week. So big numbers is going to be about $26,000 a year. Now do the math. You're saving over $50,000 a year by going with our church video announcement services. And Jonathan, speak to this too. That's our heart. Like we really want to serve the church so that they can have more resources pouring into their local ministries.
Absolutely. I think that was when we first started talking about this. You know, we wanted to make sure, and I tell churches this all the time, my goal when I partner with a lot of churches on a monthly basis, so I'm their video guy, their graphics, their web guy, their social media person, and what I tell them is my goal in partnering with you, and I feel like that's what we're really doing when a church signs up for this package. Our goal is that we want to give you time back. You just mentioned it perfectly, Carl. Like, some of these guys are spending half their week or more on nothing else than putting together video announcements. I went to and was working at a church one time, and they were still doing like a printed newsletter that went out to the church every week. And I am not exaggerating. There was one woman on their team that her entire week, 40 plus hours a week, went to nothing else than producing this newsletter. Now, I'm sure it was important to the church and they got all their information that they need and everything, but to me, that is just a ton of time to put into one thing. And it's the same thing with video announcements. I mean, think about it, like you're going to spend, because I do it all the time, you're going to spend a full day from start to finish once you set everything up, you get your on-camera talent there, which may not be super great depending on, you know, who's a part of your church and things like that. So that can really bring down the quality immediately just from your on-camera talent. But then you're going to, you know, once you get through all the scripts and everything like that, you tear everything down, you've spent, I guarantee you, half to a full day just shooting the announcements. Then just to go back and edit the announcements, once you see the quality of what we're producing, I guarantee, and I can say this from experience, I know a little bit about motion graphics, but it's definitely not my area of expertise. To produce what Carl is putting together on these church announcements, guarantee you I would spend an entire week doing just the motion graphics, and it still would not be as good as what he's producing. So that's really our heart in the matter is we want to save you money, and we want to give you time back that you can do ministry again. I think one of the things that churches really struggle with sometimes is producing content to put out there, but then their entire week is gone, and they're not able to get out in the community and do ministry with people. And yeah. So I think our heart, more than anything, is that we want to save you money, but more than anything, we want to give you time back so that you can do ministry again, you know, stop spending so much time focusing on things like this that we're going to be able to produce for you in a couple of days, and it's going to be probably better than anything that you could have ever produced yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know that we've kind of been talking back and forth about this, and we just wanted to spend some time in this podcast episode just sharing our heart about it. because it's one of those things that you can check out our website, and we give you a ton of information there. But we just wanted to kind of spend some time, Jonathan and I, just kind of sharing our heart about where this came from, what we're up to, what we want to offer you guys. And so, you know, if you stay with us, thank you for staying with us and kind of, you know, hearing what we had to say about it. I want to kind of switch gears a little bit. And I know this is a little bit different, like I said, but all that being said, we want to walk through this week five tips for shooting video announcements at your church. So if you're choosing to do this on your own, we also want to make sure that you know what it's going to take and that you're resourced with the right tools and knowledge in order to proceed. So I want people to have options, to know what it takes to shoot high-quality announcements at your church and also have the insight on whether you should outsource it or not. So it really depends on your church. Okay, so Jonathan, let's talk through our five questions to ask when shooting video announcements. You want to set us up?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, it's great to be able to, if you're going to do it yourself, I applaud you. There is a lot of time involved in doing it, but I think that with the right, you know, equipment and the right people, you absolutely can produce a quality church announcement.
And again, these are standards. What we want to do is share the standards that we would hold to and that we do hold to as a team. And so that's what we're going to suggest to you, that if you decide to do announcements on your own, if we were at a church and we were going to on staff and we were going to do church announcements, this is the quality and standard that we would uphold to. Okay, so
yeah, absolutely.
Question number one is this: why would we produce video announcements? Jonathan?
Well, I think the biggest reason is because someone in your church is currently doing announcements from the platform, and I would think for most people are spending way too much time doing them. I've heard that 100 times before. Video announcements, you know, by the time you finish editing the video, you know exactly what your runtime on those announcements are going to be. And I would tell you, keep it short. I think some people, they try and put in 100 different announcements in their videos 15 minutes long. And, you know, I would say keep it 3 minutes or less. And most of the time, I'd say probably 2 to 2.5 minutes or less. So people's attention spans, even with all the cool effects and transitions and stuff like that, they can, you know, they can just get lost pretty quick. So I think that's the biggest reason. You're trying to get a quality standard that you can produce week after week, I think, is another reason. But I think more than anything, it's probably if you're wanting to sort of, you know, cut down your time, say, so if your services are sort of timed out like a lot of churches are doing nowadays, they almost know by the minute how their service is going to flow because a lot of churches have multiple services and there's people coming into the parking lot, you know, for the next service. And so you got to get people out before that. And there's all those factors that come in. So I think if you can, you've got a video announcement, you know, that you know is 3 minutes or less, so you can put that in the flow of the service. That'll be very helpful.
Okay, so here's some other questions to ask yourself. Is, are they a good fit for our church? Like some churches I've been in, it's just not a good fit either. And I told you about a Mississippi church that I killed them. I said, we're not going to do them because, one, it's taken way too much time for our team. And two, most of the people in our culture are not really watching them, and we tried to find a couple of places in the worship experience, and we did, and they worked out. I will say that if we had an outsource option, we would totally go with that because it wasn't returning on the investment of our team spending so much time on it for the amount of people that were watching. So you may want to ask, is this a right fit for my church? Might do like a motion graphic style video announcement where they're moving slides, or, you know, a lot of churches just do still images. I would try to push you to at least motion or at least some video announcements just to get some higher quality there. But video announcements might not be the right fit for your church, so you need to consider that. What else do you think there, John?
Yeah, I agree. I think that, it's very easy to, spend so much time during the week and then, depending on where you put it in, I've been at churches before that have video announcements all over in different places of the service. And I think that that's a big factor. We actually just started putting our video announcements at the beginning of our service. And I kind of questioned a little bit why they were doing that, because a lot of times half the people are not even in the service yet. And so we'll kind of find out here in the next few weeks if that's working or not. Personally, I think it'll probably get moved back, because I even noticed this past week that there just weren't as many people in the service, And so if you're spending, a lot of time or energy to produce them, or even if you're outsourcing them, they need to be in the right place in the service so that, the bulk of people are seeing them, because these are obviously your main things that are going on that you want to, tell your church about.
Okay, get us started with question number two. What else should I be asking myself if I'm a church wanting to shoot my own video announcements?
Okay, so gear and equipment are probably the biggest factors. You can do this. I am a gear guy. I'm constantly watching and reading about the newest stuff that's coming out. I can tell you probably every single camera that's been released in the last 6 months and tell you all of the specs and all that kind of stuff. I'm just a gear guy. I love to read up about that kind of stuff. You don't have to spend $100,000 in order to produce quality church announcements. To be honest with you, with a very inexpensive lighting kit, you probably could shoot church announcements on an iPhone and get away with it. That wouldn't be my recommendation, but if that's your budget, then you absolutely can do that. And it's amazing, the quality of phones nowadays that you can actually get a really high quality product. But as far as cameras and things like that, I can tell you a little bit about what I've got and my camera rig and everything is sort of it's gotten a little bit better over the years. I started with just a real inexpensive digital SLR. I think it was probably under $1,000, and it's sort of grown after that. I currently am shooting with a Sony A7 R2, which is about a $3,000 camera, and I've got a couple pretty nice lenses that go with that. So it's evolved, but it's also what I base my business on. So the quality of what I'm producing is very important for, return customers and all that kind of stuff for my business. So if you're a church, though, it really all just depends on the budget, that you're using or that you got available to you. So I would say you absolutely can get a quality product for less than $1,000. Get a good digital SLR, get a decent lens to get started with, and I think that's really going to be a good jump start in the right direction. These things have gotten so cheap over the last couple of years, and so it's really available to just about anybody.
Okay, so give me a sense of budget-wise, how much am I going to spend altogether, give me a big scary number, on camera, backdrop, audio, lighting gear, all that kind of stuff. Give me a big scary number, you think.
Okay, well, my just to give you an idea, now, like I said, I do this probably, on the low end. I know I've got friends that have way more expensive kits than what I do. In total, everything that I use on a daily, weekly basis for projects that I'm shooting and stuff like that, I've probably got about 10 grand wrapped up in it. You don't have to spend that much, but like I said, that's what I use for my business, and it's grown over time. I didn't get that from day one. I buy a piece here and there, and so unfortunately I didn't have, a bag of money dropped in my lap that I could just go out and buy it all at one time. So you absolutely, though, I would say you could, for a couple thousand dollars, you can get, my lighting kit, and I'm not making this up, my lighting kit I bought for less than $300. Now, I, before that, had spent a couple $1,000s on this real fancy LED lighting kit. It was when it first came out, and it was all the new rage and all that. And I'll be honest with you, I get a better quality product from my $300 lighting kit than my $2,000 LED kit. So you don't have to spend a ton of money. I think the thing that's helped me more than anything has been research. Like I said, I follow a lot of, you know, filmmakers and guys online that just know their stuff, and I read tons of articles. My wife could attest to this. I probably will spend 6 months researching something before I ever actually pull the trigger on it, because I want to make sure that it's exactly what I need. And so I think that that can be the biggest help in any situation, is just if you'll read up on it, and if you'll get some feedback. And the cool thing is, all these guys that are out there on social media, you can ask their opinion. I mean, you can send them a tweet or send them a direct message, and a lot of them will message you back. And it's just amazing the world we live in nowadays, that you can have direct contact with these guys that have shot feature films and, you know, these huge commercial shoots and stuff like that. And they can tell you, like, hey, Dad, this is the gear that I used. I actually contacted a guy that was on staff at one of the major, huge churches in America. And I got a message back from him the next day. You know, so it's cool that we, you know, have that kind of contact nowadays, that we can ask people's opinions on things and stuff like that. But I would say, you know, lighting kit, you know, you want to spend a decent amount of money on a good microphone, whether you go with a shotgun mic or, you know, a lav wireless system or something like that. But even that, you can still, I mean, I started out with a $200, you know, shotgun mic that served me for many, many years. So, you know, you can get away with doing it inexpensively. But I would say for probably a couple $1,000s, you could get just about everything that you need.
This has been an all-access interview from 1230 Media. For more interviews, training, and exclusive content for your production team, visit thechurchmediapodcast.com.
My husband is Randy Wilcox, the race car driver. His last crash had over 2.9 million hits on YouTube.
And now I'm leaving my old life and taking over the inn that my father left me in Colorado.
Colorado?
Well, we all need to make a few adjustments now that we're living in the mountains.
Were you attacked by coyotes?
Even worse. There's no cell phone reception out there. Or in here.
Mom, you're blocking my signal.
New people are always trouble.
Agreed.
Now, being different than everyone else around here is not necessarily a bad thing.
It might be nice to get to know everyone who's going to be part of our new life.
Back in the academy, they used to refer to me as Justin Timberlake with the badge.
Whoa!
Well, at least things can't get any worse.
When did you guys buy an alpaca?
I'm just happy to be here with the three people that I love the most.
And
that husband of yours.
Hitting the Brakes, a PureFlix original series. Sign up today at PureFlix.com.
Tons of free content from every episode of the podcast is on our website. You can visit the show notes page for this episode directly at thechurchmediapodcast.com/104, as in episode 104.
On the next Church Media Podcast.
Next week on the show, I force Drake back for another episode. We'll continue our discussion on church video announcements and more from our list of 5 tips for shooting your own announcements at your church. Be sure to check that out. I want to thank my hero, David Michael Hyde, for producing our show this week. David writes and scores productions all over the country. This is the audio guide to get. Just go to his website at davidmichaelhyde.com. And you'll see the man himself. Thank you for listening this week. It's a privilege hanging out with you guys. Go out there and create some incredible experiences this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast.
Please take a minute today to rate and review the show in iTunes.
For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your team, visit thechurchmediapodcast.com. We'll catch you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.